Okay,
Ferrari, you have to mute.
Simon I involve Simon I involve Sif Sif Rav Gimel. Okay, the last Sif here, Chav Gimel, Imtah b'tfilas Yomtiv. If somebody made a mistake in Tfilas Yomtiv, it's a little too late for today. Lach de Mekadesh Yisrov HaZmanim, b'chaz de Mekadesh HaShabbos. Right? Same Chazah b'soich k'day Dibor, if he remembered Toich k'day Dibor, which is 2 seconds. Omer Mekadesh Yisrov HaZmanim, Yotze is Yotze. Bimlav, and if not, Tzorech Lachzor L'Haskel, Ato v'chatonu, he has to start with Ato b'chatonu again. He doesn't have to go back to the beginning of Shemoneh Esrei. But he has to go back to Ata Barchatanu. Okay, then Simen Ayin Zayin Dini Kiddush Vasudas Belayla Ubayoyim. The din of Kiddush and the Sudas Ubay of Chaf Dalid Seifim. So mitzvah is the same in a Torah. The Kaddish Yom Shabbos B'dvarim. It's a mitzvah to say in the Torah to be Mekaddish with words. Shenemar Zochras Yom Shabbos Akadshim. Kolam Zochrei Uzochiros Shabbos. We should remember with Sechiros Shabbos with Kiddush. And you have to mention it when it comes in with Kiddush. Uvagami Itzi Yosef Avdala. And you also have to make Avdala. V'tiknu Chachamim Shetei Zechiros Al Kos Yayin. And it's at the Konas Chachamim. That has to be Kos Yayin. Bein B'Knisase, Bein B'Yitzi Yosef. Whether it's before or after. But really, Midaraisa, it's enough in davening. You're allowed to make Kiddush and eat, even if it's not night. This is your good old making early Shabbos. Those that are noyig to daven Ma'ariv in the proper time, meaning by tseis, and at Shabbos they make an early Shabbos, then they're also asur and lechol when it hits 30 minutes before tseis. Right, because now they have not said Shema, so therefore they are not allowed to eat. If there's no more than a 30 minutes before night, then you cannot make Kiddush. You need to wait till night. Then you read the three parashas Kriya Shema, and then you can make Kiddush. And now the Mishnah Berurah does bring that there are shittas that hold that you don't have to wait. So you don't have to make a machav. Also, litam klum, and it's also to taste anything, vafilu mayim, and even water, kaidim kiddush. This is a classic issue with people that are not feeling well, pregnant women, nursing women, they get thirsty and they want to drink before kiddush. They're not allowed to drink before kiddush. And the problem is, like, just to make Kiddush fine. So, let them make Kiddush on grape juice and drink it. You need Kiddush and Makom Suda. So, it becomes a little bit complicated. Fine. Gimel, mitzvah al yayin yoshan. It's a mitzvah to make a Kiddush on old wine. Mitzvah liver yayin yofa. And it's a mitzvah to choose a nice wine. Bim esher yesh lahadar achar yayin adam. Like we learned by Pesach, it's a mitzvah to get red wine because red wine is more chashuv. And if there's no wine that you could find that's you can't find proper wine, then you can make even on raisin wine, which is the equivalent of grape juice. By Yechulu, the Pesukim of Yechulu, you should say it's standing up, and you should look at the candles, and then sit down. Then that mustakabakois and look at the kois and what by every governor of Shaker the Shana. That's meaning the because by Hulu's Ada, so you stand up, then you look at the candle, then you look at your wine to help the concentration, then you say Asherik the Shana, the regular Kiddush. Remain la yayin. And if you don't have wine, Makach and Alapas, you can make Kiddush on bread, which means you have to wash first. Veloy al Shar Mashkin, don't make Kiddush on other Mashkin, meaning Khamar Medina, you don't make Kiddush on. However, Shabbos morning, you are allowed to. Dalit. Gamar noshim chayavet b'kiddush. Women also chayav b'kiddush. Alkein yishmu heitev as a kiddush. They should listen to Kiddush very well, v'yanu amen, and they should answer amen. Even if they didn't answer amen, they're still yotze. Now, baruch hu baruch shemay lo yamer, they shouldn't say baruch hu baruch shemay when they hear the bracha, because that's a hefsek. Right? We had that way long ago. The katan, afilu hu ben yud gimel shana, emeinu yidua shehevi beis tzaris, a katan, if you don't know if he has shesaris, ainu moitzi es isha, cannot be moitzi a woman. That's you could have this with bar mitzvah bachram. Now, if the woman davens ma'ariv, then l'chayra he could, because it's a rabbana. L'chein tekadosh isha ba'atzma, then the woman should make kiddush herself. Nebuch, you have it. Sometimes you have an almana, kid becomes a bar mitzvah. Shailas, can he make kiddush for everybody? So he shouldn't do it unless she davens ma'ariv. Unless you know she has two hairs. Yadas, and let's say she doesn't know how to make kiddush. Taima im katan milu mila, as the katan says it over, she should read along with him. The gamim shema says a kiddush min abal, and when she hears the kiddush from her husband, I mean ishachar from another man, yosef nachan, who it's proper she taima im amikadosh milu mila, it's proper for her to say kiddush milu mila. We're going to see all that later. Meaning, the reason why he's saying this, that she should say it along, is because it's this gets into the whole Hasidish, Litvish. Do you make Kiddush on your own? Or, meaning, Hasidim, they make each one on their own because it's mitzvah by Yosef B'Shluchai. Rather, you do a mitzvah than your Shliach. But if you all do it together, then it's what do you call it? Ragam Hadras Melech. So that's the debate. We'll see that later on. Hey, Yain Shenes Chametz Emekad Shenelov. You have Yain that's spoiled. You don't make Kiddush on the Bechin. Yain Sheyesh Reach Ra. Wine that has a bad smell. Afal Pi Shalenes Chametz Ala Reichai. Even if its smell is, even if it's not really smell, it just smells bad. The Tama Yain Shemarchan Lo Bar Priya Gofen. And it's if it tastes like wine, it just smells it. It's still by a priya gofen. Meaning, we're assuming that the wine is good, even though it smells bad, because the kli, the utensil, made it bad. And if the wine smelled after it was taken out of the barrel, you shouldn't make kiddush. If he has yain that's megula for hours. Right, even though nowadays we're not makbar on gilui, but for kiddush it's not considered respectable to use it for kiddush. But he says eza shoyis, which is interesting because gilui is not for hours. Gilui is even for a few seconds. So I don't know why the kids are saying a few hours. Anyways, in makachon love you don't make kiddush mishum hakirveu no lefachescha hayirtzcha ayisapanecha. Which means it's a pasuk that says bring it close to your lefachescha, means to your whoever's in charge. Hayirtzecha ayisapanecha. Would he be happy with it, or would he show you favor by giving him wine that's gila? I mean, you'd never give a present to somebody chashuv this type of wine, so why should you use it for a mitzvah? Yain sheyesh bekamachin, wine that has kamachin in it, that's mold. You should filter it out. If you can't filter out, you are allowed to use it. Some disagree with that. But if it has some sort of krum, like a coating of white, it has like this coating of white, the mistama, it already has bad taste. One more. Vav mikachin al yain mevushal. You are allowed to make kiddush on wine that's cooked, val yain sheyesh beidvash, and wine that has honey in it. Ach yeshem sheim ekachelim, but there are opinions that say you shouldn't make kiddush on them, kibin shein and ruin lemizbeach, since you can't use them on the mizbeach. Al kainim esher yesh lahadar acher yain acher. It's best to look for wine that's not mevushel, and that doesn't have any added ingredients. Right, but if the ones with the that are not mevushel and have added ingredients are considered more chashuv, then that's what you should make the kiddush on. Okay, we will stop over there. Everybody should have a fine night. Na guten Zimmer.